Audio 3.1.
Hi, John. This is Hannah. We were at college together a couple of years back. She's left the legal profession already to follow a career exclusively in mediation.
Hi, John. Nice to meet you. Peter tells me that you specialise in employment law like he does.
Yeah, that's right. I've been working in employment law now for going on 18 months, but it seems a lifetime. So, you left the law for mediation. How's that going for you?
Oh, I'm really enjoying it.
What's your area? Or don't mediators have to specialise?
Yeah, I specialise in workplace and employment mediation.
So, can I ask you, what exactly does a mediator do?
Well, the important thing about a mediator is that he or she is neutral.
Mm.
We must be completely independent with no vested interest in the outcome. What we do is maintain the momentum towards a solution so that as each side adopts a more positive view, resolution becomes the common aim of the parties. We never impose a settlement. We're only interested in helping the parties reach a mutually acceptable solution.
Mm, but you must have had to learn some really special skills to do this. It can't be easy. There was a case I had recently, and the thought of going into the same room with my client, who was an absolute tyrant, and her boss, who was the most ignorant and rude person you have ever met, would fill me with horror. It was hard enough for the judge to deal with the two of them because they were at each other's throats, even during the evidence. The boss kept on interrupting my client when she was giving evidence.
So how did the judge deal with it?
Well, at one stage, he had to threaten the boss with imprisonment for contempt of court if he didn't keep quiet. That did it, and he shut up. But the atmosphere between them was awful. And when the judge ordered that my client be reinstated in her job, I couldn't help thinking that things had got so bad that the two of them would never be able to work together again. And sure enough, I got a letter from her a month later saying that although she'd won her job back, she couldn't stand working there anymore and she'd moved to a new job.
A classic case for mediation. A basic part of our training is to create a safe environment. In this safe environment, each party can identify and acknowledge each other's needs and interests. This means we can broaden the search for options, make informed decisions, and then the parties can move towards improved relationships. The mediator's job is to support both parties and to reduce tension and anxiety. It's vital for the parties to talk honestly and frankly about what happened and how it affected them. Then we have to find a way to use this information to clarify the problem and to identify a path to resolution.
Really? That's almost the complete opposite to what lawyers do.
Well, it definitely takes practice and a lot of self-control, and you really have to be able to read people.
Mm, it sounds really interesting and satisfying as a job. It doesn't seem to just focus on winning a case, but winning for both parties to be able to work together. Maybe I should consider a career move as well.